So the next and final sketch plat is item number 6. It's PR 2019-003169. And this is another major development, potential major development. This is PR 2019, project PR 2019-003169, application number PS 2022-00104. It's a subdivision of a tract into 76 lots, the Sage Park subdivision. Mr. Hensley?
Yes. This is a project that has been before you before in a different configuration. However, the DOT and county requirements for improving San Ignacio made that untenable. So we are presenting a development that will be a gated community with a single access to Sage Road.
All right, thank you, sir. I'm pulling up your sketch plan or sketch plat right now. Maybe. Let's see here. All right, here is the sketch plat. All right, do you have anything else, Mr. Hensley, to add?
As I said, this would be a single access gated to Sage Road with a divided entrance. As a preemptory comment, previously the city and the fire marshal have held that in a gated community, the exit gate may be used as the considered as the emergency secondary emergency access. So I just wanted to bring that up, that this will be gated with a divided entrance.
All right, thank you very much. All right, let's go to DRB comments, Water Authority.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This is Blaine for the Water Authority. Ron, we do have a availability statement, but that one was from 2019. It's 19-12-12. It's now 2022, and you have a different layout. So what we're going to request is a new availability statement for this project. It would reflect the new layout and basically bring it into the current year. Those are typically issued with a one-year expiration. So while that other project was ongoing, we're allowing it to keep being used. Being that this is a new layout, we need to do a new statement. So if you can submit that request, we'll need that typically with just this layout for a single family development. That would be the only attachment we need is this plan you have here. Excuse me. With that, I think you had a utility plan for the other one. If you can, I think this one's going to be pretty straightforward in terms of a loop water main and then a sewer going south to Sage Road. But if you're doing anything strange with utilities in terms of your engineering proposal, let us know with that availability statement request, because otherwise we're going to just show standard 8-inch mains throughout. On the infrastructure list, when you come forward to DRB for plat, we will look for those improvements required in the availability statement. And there's some general comments about easements. I think this one actually solves an issue we had in the last one where we had a pipe going through an HOA tract and needing an easement. I think if you're keeping it within the right-of-way that's proposed, that will suit our needs in terms of easements. It would be right through the middle there. I guess the question would be, is this going to be a private right-of-way with easements, or is this going to be an actual dedicated right-of-way would be the question. For us, it doesn't really matter as long as we have a 25-foot corridor that is ours for water and sewer without any dry utilities in that same 25 feet if it's private. Yeah, so I mean, that's just for comments. If you want to let me know on that last one. Other than that, we'll look out for the availability statement request and take it from there.
Thank you. All of that is understood. This is basically the same configuration as the last one. Just as you said, it's a better connection for the connection to Sage. The sketch plat labels the roads as right of way, but they will be it will be an HOA tract with utility easements. As I stated, it's going to be a private drive.
Yep. This one's the water. Yes, we'll just look for our 25 feet typical easement for water and sewer, and then that would be exclusive, and then the public utility easements could be anywhere outside of that. Thank you.
Understood. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Code enforcement.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Jeff Palmer with Code Enforcement. This property is zoned MXT, mixed-use transition, not MXM as in the submittal document. I just wanted to bring that clarification in. And it, any, of course, any replat or platting of this property cannot create a nonconformity or increase in existing nonconformity. And all standards of IDO sections 5.3 access and connectivity and 5.4 subdivision of land must be met, as well as all future development meeting all applicable standards of the IDO, DPM, or other adopted city regulations. You mentioned that it appears here that we're looking at a single family development, 3,500 square foot lots. I assume you're planning on following the standard R1A requirements for dimensional standards. Just wanted to a little clarification on that, on what your plans and attempting on that. And that is important to be in the MXT zone to be able to do that.
Yes, this is Ron Hensley. We will be abiding by the R1 standards.
This is Jeff Palmer with Code Enforcement. Okay, thank you for clarifying that. That's all I have at this time. Thank you.
All right, thank you very much. Parks and Recreation?
Christina Sandoval for Parks and Recreation. There is a trail called out on the long-range trail map. But there is sufficient right-of-way along the Amolane Del Norte Diversion Channel. So we have no requests for right-of-way at this time.
All right. Thank you very much. Mr. Hensley, you got any questions from Ms. Sandoval?
No. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Hydrology.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology. Hydrology has an approved drainage report with stamp date of August 25th, 2020, and also has Bernalillo County approval of that drainage report. However, it appears that the grading and lot layouts have changed somewhat from the approved report. Please update the report with the revisions proposed and resubmit to the city and the county.
Understood. There will be a slight increase in the runoff due to the increase in lots, and obviously the grading will have to change due to the layout, but it's the pond size will increase slightly, but that should be the only modification.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you very much. Transportation.
Good morning, Jean Wolfenberger with Transportation. Due to the access change, I'll start there with my comments related to that. Visit with all the government agencies again prior to platting action to determine new roadway infrastructure requirements for the roads, especially now that all the traffic would be diverted onto Sage Road as opposed to San Ignacio. Generally, the development is required to build the half road section of both roadways that are adjacent to the site, which would include San Ignacio and Sage. Sage is a collector road with proposed bike lanes that mimics the comment I would have made on the first submittal. Also, based on the number of lots proposed, a second access is needed per DPM requirements. As was stated, you had intended to widen that access to accommodate those requirements with a division. We'd have to take a closer look at that cross-section to see if it would meet the intent of the DPM, and also check in with a fire marshal as well to find out if such a proposal would work in that situation. So also for the on-site loop road, use a minimum roadway width of 28 feet, sidewalk width of 5 feet, and right-of-way width of 48. Specify what roadway section is being used for the on-site loop as well as for the access off of Sage Road. Use a minimum 75-foot centerline radius for the interior loop road at the turns. Prepare a street lighting exhibit and existing, and street lighting infrastructure is required for the subdivision along with all appurtenances. All required on-site roadway and off-site roadway infrastructure shall be placed onto an infrastructure list along with the street lighting. Due to the fact that we had a previous infrastructure list, I'd just like to ask what the intent was. That are you planning to just have it replaced completely?
Ms. Ron, yes, the infrastructure list would substantially be equivalent to what has already been approved, with the exception of the San Ignacio connection to Coors. All of the frontage improvements on San Ignacio and the previously analyzed improvements of Sage up to Coors would be included on the infrastructure list.
Okay, so it looks like you're just going to basically be making some amendments, perhaps. I think that's fine. I was just wanting to make sure everything was financially guaranteed, that's all.
Yes, understood. Basically, the only change to the infrastructure list would be the San Ignacio improvements from the east property line to Coors. All the remaining infrastructure list would remain basically the same.
Now, there might be some minor improvements based on the adjustment of layout, but I think the main thing would be the access from Sage onto Coors to visit with the DOT about that, with just with the number of developments that are now being shifted over in that direction.
Yes. I understand all the infrastructure list requirements. As far as the coordination with DOT and county, the traffic study that was done would still somewhat be applicable, but now that it would not be required, a traffic study would not be required for the development as being proposed now. So I believe that the DOT and county would be copied as commenting agencies on preliminary plat, but I don't believe that there's any other additional requirements that will be coming from the county or the state.
So yeah, that could be true, but we just need to verify that just with the change of access is all.
Okay. I'm not sure how we would verify that, other than through the standard process of receiving their comments at preliminary plat.
I mean, you could wait until then, but it's always best to just kind of coordinate up front to see if there's anything that the state would need. It's specifically at Sage and Coors.
Okay, well, we can discuss that further, and I'll coordinate as much as possible anyway.
Okay, thank you.
As far as the right-of-way width at 48, given that these are private streets, would a DPM weight variance be required, or would we actually have to widen that to 48 feet?
Well, typically for new streets, even if it is private, we do tend to ask, for brand new streets, we do tend to ask for the full DPM requirement, since there wouldn't be any reason not to go ahead and, put that in the new requirements in this case.
Okay, understood. It would remove about 35 square feet from a few lots, but I don't see that as being an issue. Okay, I think everything's understood.
All right, thank you very much. So for planning comments, I'll go ahead and start off on, sorry, Gene, you get anything else?
I don't, no, we just have to see what that access off of Sage is, mostly just to see how that looks, if that'll meet all the DPM requirements, including the gate access, making sure cars can turn around, et cetera.
Right, understand.
Thank you. So this is Jay Rodenbeck, DRB chair. I want to segue into that entrance, Ron. When we were looking at this yesterday, me, Mr. Webb, and Ms. Wolfley, we thought this was an unusual looking entrance. Can you elaborate? You've and we've talked about this a little bit already, but what was it? So, you know, it's 47 feet or 43 feet in width here, the right of way. And then you have this opening here. Like, could you explain like why it's shaped the way it is, basically?
Well, basically the entrance would line up, and the right of way, as we just discussed, would become 48 feet on that continuing loop. So the entry traffic would be entering just as it would be a normal intersection with a left turn or going straight. The exiting traffic going east, approaching the exit, would take the exit lane that's going to be divided, as I said, and gated, and just a normal right-hand turn. The exiting traffic from the east side of the loop would do a diagonal crossing to the exit lane.
Okay, thank you very much. So as far as planning comments go, and I may ask Mr. Webb to jump in here in a little bit, but I just want to note that there is an active preliminary plat approval for this site. It was approved by the DRB on June 16, 2021. So as of right now, it's active. So if you were to come back before the expiration of that preliminary plat, you know, with an application, it would need to be a major amendment to preliminary plat versus a major preliminary plat. And there are no different submittal requirements, I don't believe, for that major amendment to preliminary plat versus a major preliminary plat, a new, you know, application. But if you do bring it in before this plat expires, this would be a major amendment to preliminary plat versus just a preliminary plat. And, you know, you know what you need to do. This is a major plat, so you're going to have to submit everything on Form S-1 for either one and on Form S, and make sure you address, you know, hydrology, transportation, and water authority comments pertaining to what studies and documents they need before they can sign Form S and before you can, you know, we can receive and accept and process, whether it be a major amendment to preliminary plat or a major preliminary plat application. We'll need all those signatures on Form S from Hydrology, Water Authority, and Transportation before we can accept and process your application. And also note too, I included a link to the interim guidelines outlining requirements for slope stabilization and seeding requirements for drainage ponds. Please see that. You know, we have a link now to that document on our website, on our DRB website. So just please go to that. That link is in your comments memo I sent you last night. So, Mr. Webb, do you have anything extra to add?
This is Robert Webb planning. Not at this time. There was some future development notes. So if you have questions on those, just get with Jeff or I, and happy to answer questions. But there was nothing in addition.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, well, this is Ron. All of that is understood. Whether it's amendment or new application, it's a virtually identical process. So,
I have it listed, Mr. Beazar can jump in here, but the way I have it listed in my memo is if you submit your new application on or before July the 1st of this year, then it would be need to be submitted as a major amendment to preliminary plat, because that major preliminary plat that's active for the site was approved June the 16th, 2021. So I'm using June 16th as the date to start off of, and then I'm adding the 15-day appeal period. And that's what would be the true deadline for the, you know, submitting for a major amendment to preliminary plat. After July the 1st of this year, that active preliminary plat then would just officially expire and be inactive, and then you'd be applying for a major preliminary plat. But like I said, the same application process either way, same submittal requirements either way.
This is Ron. Yeah, there's no way we're going to meet all the requirements for
after. That's what I thought. And I think that we had discussed this, I think, before this very question. But yeah, if you submit after July 1st, it's just a major preliminary plat. It's brand new.
Yeah, and that's the process that I anticipated, because there's no way we're going to make July 1st. So,
yep.
Okay, all that's understood.
All right. You have any other questions for the DRB, Mr. Hisley?
No, I think I think all of my questions have been answered and understood. I understand.
All right, thank you very much. All right, so that concludes our sketch plats, and that concludes our morning session of the May 25th, 2022 DRB meeting. So we're going to now go into recess, and I'm going to turn off the meeting here shortly, and we'll come back at 1:30 p.m. for the minor cases, starting with item number 7, PR 2021-00573, application number SD 2022-00080. That's a final plat for in the Mesa del Sol area. So we'll come back to that at 1:30 p.m. Thank you very much. I'm going to turn off the meeting now.
Thanks. See ya.
All right. See ya.